Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarch of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias was tetrarch of Abilene. During the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the desert. John went throughout the whole region of the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, a voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled and every mountain and hill made low. The winding road shall be made straight and the rough ways made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God. The Gospel of the Lord. What I am about to admit to you will probably be a surprise to no one, but I would have probably made a terrible parent. Because the things that my parents did that were probably the least admirable, and they did millions of things that were great, and they had a few things that probably weren't. The ones that weren't were the ones that are most attractive to my personality. Like the famous line I've already said before, cry, I'll give you a reason to cry. But another one is because I said so. I'm not a big explainer. And I wouldn't have done real well explaining the reasons why certain behaviors are appropriate or expected. Our God is the exact opposite. God wants us to know the reasons why that go with expectations that are placed upon us. God wants us to see so that we act with his heart, with his love, with his hands. And this particular gospel, this story of John the Baptist proclaiming a need for repentance, is a reminder of that reality. Because to repent means that we see things differently. We see them in new ways. And that's what God's desire for us is. That instead of seeing with selfishness, we see with generosity. Instead of seeing with vengeance, we see with mercy. Instead of seeing with hatred, we see with the eyes of love. And the way we are able to do that is to learn to rely more and more on the presence of Christ that's already part of who we are. And that if we proclaim to be his disciples, then that type of behavior, those type of actions, that type of love is expected from us. And we know the reason why. And we know how to do it. Now, here's where all of that goodness kind of hits the skids. It is easy to look at our world today and to think that we're not doing a very good job of it. Because even in the midst of Christian churches, even in the midst of a people proclaiming to be people of faith and disciples, there is still way too much bigotry and racism and hatred and violence. And we as a church, I think, need to redouble our efforts to be more Christ-like. That in a world that is so divided, we need to be the one that is unifying in love. In a world that is so blatantly selfish, I've got mine and the heck with everybody else, we need to be a community of generosity. In a world that is so mired in hatred and vengeance, we need to be merciful and compassionate. When I say this, I'm not giving an indictment to any individual. I'm not giving an indictment even to any of you gathered here. But we have to remember that if we really want to be disciples, we've got to make those kind of behaviors known. We can't just pay lip service to them. We got to fight tooth and nail to make Christ present, even when it means we put our own lives sometimes at risk of rejection or even violence. The world can be changed by the love of Christ, but the way that love is going to be made known is by what we do.